God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet the Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aru! Greetings, Earthlings. This is your dog poet, hoping that your noses will always be cold and wet. I'm hovering this evening above the Middle East, looking down upon what I consider to be a domino revolution. Ah, the dogs are agreeing with me. Well, you'll probably be hearing that throughout the broadcast because they keep expecting someone to show up. Who that'll be, I have no idea since they never show up. But it gives the dogs something to do. I'm not barking at nothing at all, which reminds me very much of how most people, many, not most, I don't know, how a lot of people often are, barking at things all the time without, hey! I don't know if that'll do any good, but I am the big dog. Anyway, I may be coughing a little bit this evening because I still have a carryover from that thing that I picked up in Italy, and now it appears that I have a hernia as well, and I'm looking to take care of that by natural means. Otherwise, I may have to have it taken care of by unnatural means. That would be in the medical community, which is always a very risky proposition when you're dealing with people that don't know what they're doing most of the time. Well, we're at that point in the world that we've been expecting to arrive for a long time. It's finally here. We're looking directly at it. Egypt is in the throes of revolution, and it looks like it's going to actually happen. So what can you say? That's going to move on into other countries, entire Arab world, I expect. But I think the main focus is going to be Pakistan. It is when it starts to go off in Pakistan that we will start to see much more international implications. I don't know what to tell you about all of that. I also want to mention Putin, because Premier Putin is looking very closely at that Demodedovo airport bombing. Excuse me. Hi, Suzanne, I'm doing my radio show. That's all right, you didn't know. Not that that would have made any difference, probably. Just joking. Anyway, because it looks very closely like Israel had a hand in that, after all their ICTS security is taking care of the airport there. How Putin allowed that to happen, I have no idea. Because he tossed all the oligarchs out, and all those Zionists, you know, they were trying to drain Russia dry. He got rid of them. But why would he allow them to have anything to do with security after what he must know and everyone else must know about what the Israelis do in every country where they're allowed to, you know, run the security? Don't know what to say. Those are the kind of things that puzzle me greatly, and I really don't know what to make of them. It's such a conundrum to me. I can't get my head around it, but I can't get my head around a lot of things, mostly because my head is fairly stationary and I can't really You know, it doesn't have very elastic qualities. The inside of it is pretty elastic, thank God, because otherwise I would be, having a lot of problems dealing with adjusting my point of view to the things that come across my view screen. But I don't have that much trouble these days making myself into a more flexible individual, which is what I suggest everyone else take some time to think about doing on their own, because, we're really going to need to become flexible. We're going to need to go deeper within as the madness continues to swirl without. And believe me, it is really about to go stark raving nuts. I should have put this show off this week, considering that, I'm not 100%. I can't say that I am. And I'm afraid it may interrupt the extemporaneous flow of, my ability to talk about anything worth listening to, as opposed to just filling up the space with, putting one word in front of the next and hoping I arrive somewhere and have actually said something. But we'll do our best. Let me see here. I wonder if that'll work. Nope, that won't work. I was thinking I would pause and take a break and get my thoughts together, but I don't know that that would even be an improvement. I'm much pressed to think about something to say right now because, there's so much going on, it's hard to quite know what to say, and I'm in the midst of massive changes myself. I just entered what I'm told is the rinse cycle of my life yesterday, and I'll tell you, I can feel it. There's an entirely new force and pressure coming down on me, and it is causing me to be aware of it at all times, which of course makes me less aware of the other things that I would have been aware of, like doing this, because of this, call it psychic pressure, if you will. From what I understand, it's supposed to push everything of the lower self and everything is negative out of me. I'm hoping it's going to do that. I don't want to resist, but I'm afraid I probably will, because all of us do, We don't really know why we're doing things, and we don't really know what we're trying to hold on to or what it is. But we hold on to it anyway, because for some reason we figured out it was part of us. And that's a big problem many people have. They won't let go of the things that are retarding their progress. We hold on to the things that keep us where we are, under the umbrella of the familiar. We like what's familiar. We're adjusted to it. We can predict it. We can develop routines of behavior that can be programmed so that we can trust ourselves in a lot of situations. We're not thrown up against the unknown, unpredictably, without any warning. And that is something most people really try to avoid. So we stick with the familiar. Unfortunately, the familiar is death. What is the most familiar to us are the things that we repeat the most often. They're the things we use to enclose ourselves into a state of protection against, being blindsided by God knows what. And then when we are blindsided, being able to react so that we don't look like a complete fool. But unfortunately, what it has done is retarded our ability to grow. Excuse me. Yes, we got our greatest protections from the predictable. And unfortunately, our association with predictable, the thing that we think is of the greatest value to us, because, we develop all kinds of routines like a dancer. We get these little moves that set us off to our best advantage and in the best light. They're the things that keep us from making any progress as a human being. It's one of the reasons we like to stay in the same neighborhood, stay associated with the same friends, stay involved in the same occupation. It's safe. And that's not the purpose of life. So what happens is life intrudes and life breaks up some of these patterns for us. And we're not allowed to continue in the predictable. And the longer we've been involved in the predictable, the more painful it is when life breaks it up for us. Now life is doing it to the whole world. Life is breaking up the predictable all over the world. And what you're seeing now in Egypt and these other places, they're not talking much about what's happening in four or five other countries. The same thing is taking place to differing degrees. That's all part of a process that's going to sweep the entire world. It's going to sweep up the entire world, and it's going to happen in every country. And the old is on its way out, and the new is on its way in. And the old is going to hold on to the predictable a lot harder than most of us hold on to the predictable. Because it has a lot more to lose, it thinks. Because it's got everything invested in it. What I mean by that is the governments, the religions, the corporations, the banks, and all the rest of those. They're going to fight like it was their life on the line, which it is. We're a little, we're a little luckier that way. We can let go, possibly without too much injury to ourselves, and probably still have some idea of who we are. But that's not going to be the case for the rest of them. And the harder they resist, the more difficult it's going to become. And it won't do any good. So we're going to see quite some unusual events coming up now. All kinds of whistleblowers are going to come out of the woodwork. All kinds of people are going to turn upon their employers. I must be really dedicated to keep doing this. Because it's not easy. As you can tell, because I have to keep stopping to cough. And every time I cough, it hurts in the places where I wish it would rather not hurt. So, yes, this is a powerful sacrifice I'm making for the listener. And probably by this time, the listener is thinking, well, geez, don't make any more sacrifices like this for me in the future. Because I just as soon not heard this show at all. I'm sorry about that. But there might be something useful in here. And if there isn't, then mea culpa. That's all I can say. But we are in the here mode. We are aware it's all happening now, and it is all happening now. It's just going to intensify from week to week. It's going to get stranger. It's going to get more unusual. It's going to get more unpredictable with every single day. And people are not going to know whether they're coming or going. The fact is, they didn't know whether they were coming or going in the first place before, but now they're going to be aware that they don't know where they're coming, where they're going, because we're going to become far more aware than we ever have been before. And the more aware we become, that's going to match up against our ability to know what we're doing. We've just been following routines and patterns up to this point. But once you become more and more aware of what you're doing, you start to see that your patterns don't make any sense anymore. And that's going to create a whole lot of confusion for a whole lot of people. So don't be surprised to see people go stark raving nuts in the middle of the street now in the future. All bets are off. So I really couldn't tell you how outrageous it's going to get, but I can tell you it's going to get pretty outrageous. It's going to get very, very strongo, as they say down where I spend a lot of my time in southern Italy, and where I am not at this point. At this moment, no, I am somewhere else. Well, I wish I could say it's been a pleasure to do this evening, but it really hasn't. It's been a whole lot of work. And I know I probably sound like a crow with bronchitis and nothing at all like my smooth country western voice that I like to adapt ordinarily. And I am just filling time here. Maybe I should just count the seconds. 41, 42, 43. No, but that wouldn't be fair to the listener, would it? Anyway, I can only just tell you, you better get more and more prepared. You better go deeper and deeper within yourself, because you're going to be tested very soon. You're going to be tested very, very soon. And that's going to happen to everyone, not just, and in certain age groups, you know, those between the ages of 45 and 65, well, I mean, you're really going to come up against quite a few things, I would say. And that's starting sooner rather than later. So if you haven't decided to develop a spiritual life by now, I think the idea would be that you better get around to it as quick as you possibly can, because the material world is going to become shakier and shakier and more uncertain all the time, and you're not going to have anything, recourse to anything else, because that's what you've been depending on and believing in. And it's about to show you that it doesn't believe in you. And it's about to do some things, you know, it's about to make some moves that are going to be shocking. And you don't want to be shocked, I don't think. Not like that without recourse. So I suggest developing a spiritual life. And if you have one already, I suggest practicing it more. Practice it as often as you possibly can. You know, that's the problem with almost everyone. You think about being spiritual, and you think about how you wish you could learn something, and you read all these books. But you don't realize it's just an hour-to-hour thing. You should be engaged in it all the time. That's all you really should be doing. Everything else should be secondary. No matter what you're doing, it should not be an outshoot of that. That shouldn't just be something you do when you get a space and time between the other things you do that you think are more important. I would take that to heart if I were you, and you'll find out real soon why I'm saying these things. Anyway, we've come to the end of this extremely laborious radio show on my part. I thank you for having the patience and putting up with me. I will be back to you next week, probably in better shape, if there is one. And in the meantime, keep your eyes open and be aware, because you never know what's going to happen right in front of your eyes now. So that said, you have my best wishes for this coming week, and I have nothing further to say besides aloha and aru. Very short aru. Be well. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.